Hey, everybody, it's Rick. I just want to welcome you back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. We're going to kick off this week with the second part of Philippians chapter 2. And what I want to talk about is unforgettable people. And so if we start this off and I ask you, who is the most unforgettable person that you've ever met, what would your answer be? I think some people may say, some celebrity or some professional athlete, or maybe even a war hero. And, in my days, I've met my fair share of athletes or celebrities because I was an IT consultant for many years. And so for 5 or 6 years, I spent hours and hours every week, week after week, year after year in airports traveling across the country. You know, on average, I would spend, I'd fly 3 or 4 different times a week to different cities, and then I would go home. And inevitably, if you're going to do that, you're going to see people that are either pro athletes or celebrities on vacation or traveling somewhere, and you get an opportunity to sit down and talk to them sometimes, right? You know, some people may listening may remember the Reader's Digest. You know, it started back in 1922, and at one point was considered groundbreaking journalism. You know, what Reader's Digest would do is they would take the best stories from all different publications and they would kind of condense them into what was called the Reader's Digest version. You know, they weren't telling you 100% of the story, but they were just giving you the key facts that you needed to know. And each issue contained 30 articles so that you could read one each day. And Reader's Digest used to carry a regular feature that they called the most unforgettable character I ever met. And sometimes they were world famous people. Other times they were known by maybe just a few people outside their own family. But they all had something in common, right? For some reason or another, they would never be forgotten. You just couldn't forget who they were. So the testimony of every Christian should be, in my mind, that the most unforgettable person you have ever met is Jesus Christ. Every salvation experience is the experience of meeting Christ, giving your life to Him. The Christian life itself is a continuous process of trying to mold yourself into the pattern of Christ, right? Every day you want to be more and more Christ-like, right? You want to be better today than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you are today. And if Jesus is that important to us, we have to learn all we can about Him. If His life has so radically altered yours or mine, we should be intimately familiar with His life. Now that word, intimately, it has a couple meanings that I think are important, right? And first, it means in a way that involves detailed knowledge. So the only way that you're going to get that detailed knowledge is to study, to learn, to just immerse yourself in the life of Christ, if you're going to have that intimate relationship. And the second meaning of intimately is in a private or personal way. And so the only way you're going to have that private, personal relationship with Christ is to talk to Him, right? To pray, to just be with Him in His presence every opportunity that you can, to fellowship with other like-minded Christians, to create that personal relationship. You know, what do you have to do, right, in your mind? That's what I think has to be done. But what do you think has to be done to have detailed knowledge about anyone? Not just Christ, but about anyone. Because it's not just through osmosis that we figure out what we got to do. So as we get ready to dig in here, these verses from Philippians, they're really a statement about the person of Christ. And the thing that's interesting about these is they're not written as a theological statement, but as an illustration, right? Paul called for unity, and for that unity to come, each Christian would have to be as humble as Jesus was willing to be as He took on human form, as He came to earth fully human, fully God, every Christian would have to be as humble as he was. So we're going to go through Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, and then we'll try to unpack it a little bit. So starting in verse 5, it says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So, Christ is the most unforgettable person. When you have an experience with him, you will never forget it, right? I talked in an episode, you know, about my story and, you know, being in the hospital with Linda. I will never forget that interaction I had on that day. I was not simply imagining something or making something up. I certainly wasn't drinking or drunk or anything. I heard the voice of the Lord tell me what to do, telling me to answer a prayer and really forcing me to get up and deal with it. Every person, without fail, every person that I've talked to about their personal testimony, about their personal walk with Christ, has given me at least one specific instance that Christ worked in their life that they will never forget. It doesn't even matter how many years have passed. Right? It could have been 20 years ago. They can always tell me the exact moment and location, how they felt when it happened, and how they have felt since. You know, like I said, I told you about one critical instance in my life, but I have many more, and I'll share them as we go through these various podcasts. But even if I never had another one, if I never heard from Christ again, if I was never graced with that presence of the Spirit that was so profound, it would be enough to never forget it and never question it. I've told people before that I'm not a theologian, or, you know, I didn't go to seminary. Sometimes I don't feel like I know what I'm doing. But I'm just doing what I feel like Christ is calling me to do. And he's going to take care of it. You know, he prepares the people who are willing to listen. And that's what I'm doing, you know, because I can never forget. So as I prepare these messages, I know I'm going to make mistakes because I'm not perfect, right? I spend hours and hours reading and researching and praying and just sitting with the Lord each week. And the more time I spend, the more I understand how I can never forget Christ, how unforgettable he is. But if I only talked about the unforgettable experiences that people have had throughout history, that probably wouldn't be enough for some people. So we need to talk about other reasons that Christ is unforgettable. I mean, if we simply review verses 7 through 8, right? 7 says, "Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made human in human likeness, being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross." You see, the incarnation of Christ makes him the most unforgettable person. That word incarnation, that literally means embodied in flesh or taking on flesh. Christ emptied himself of the glory of a deity and embodied himself in the flesh. He became man. So in relation to God, he became a servant. He suffered, he was tempted, and he anguished like any other human, but he was still God. And by becoming human, Jesus could feel what we would feel. And so this gave him sympathy for his people. He would know human problems firsthand. But regardless of this sympathy or this knowledge of our problems, he was still completely obedient. An obedience that led him to the cross. And we can truly see God's love when we see Christ's obedience. We were in sin, and something had to be done for us. That something was done in Christ's death for us on the cross. How can anyone forget that? And if you do your research, you'll find that throughout history, Christians, non-Christians, everybody, everywhere, recognizes that Christ went to the cross. Now, they can spin it or say whatever they want to say, but even the Quran talks about Christ and the man that he was. He's unforgettable to everyone. Whether they want to be obedient to him or not, they know who he is. How can anybody ever forget that? Part of that unforgettable person that Christ is, we also have times in our lives that we experience other unforgettable situations. And we experience other unforgettable people because of Christ. So, you know, several years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip to Africa with several of my BFC brothers, Malcolm and Smoke and Joe. And I had never been on a mission. I wasn't really sure what to do or what to think about it. But I'd heard about different types of mission trips where you go and you build wells or you dig ditches or you put a building together. And while I'm 100% for any type of mission that shows the love of God, I wanted to do a little bit something different. And so when I wanted to go on my first mission, I wanted to make sure that it was something that really resonated with me. And I wanted it to be more evangelism-based. And so I wanted to go and deliver the Jesus film. And the Jesus film, if you haven't heard of it, you should go do some research, right? But the Jesus film's goal is that everyone, everywhere, encounter Jesus by sharing the story of Jesus through the Jesus film. People get to hear and see the greatest story ever lived, and they are driven to bring this Christ-centered video to everywhere on earth, right? And what they do is they translate it into every language. And so far today, I checked, you know, the stats right before I got ready to start doing this. And so they have listed that more than 490 people have come to Christ after watching the Jesus film. And so this was something that kind of, you know, spoke near and dear to my heart, especially because, you know, a lot of the people that go and deliver the Jesus films, a lot of the pastors in these other third world countries ride motorcycles because, you know, a motorcycle is inexpensive for them. And, you know, where they would maybe, you know, be able to preach or pastor to two or three churches, when they have a motorcycle in the Jesus film, they can go pastor to, you know, 20 because they can cover more ground. And so we go to Africa. So this trip to Africa was another, you know, it was another moment in my life that I could see the hand of God at work, and where I can look back at it today and go, how, you know, just recognize how unforgettable Christ is and how he has been and will be in this world forever. And so as we pick up verse 9, we say, you know, verse 9 says, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." Then verse 10, "that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under earth." And then in verse 11, "and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So if we're keeping with that same theme about how unforgettable Christ is, we see in verse 9 that God exalted him. He was put in the highest place and given a name above every name. That was because of Jesus' obedience, right? His self-emptying death on the cross, God exalted him to be the highest place of honor. That his name is not merely a title. It refers to his person and to his position of dignity and honor. And then in verse 10 and 11, Paul says, every knee will bow and every tongue acknowledge. He could be alluding to, you know, Paul liked to kind of reference back to other scripture, and so he could be alluding to Isaiah 45, 23, where it says, by myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. See, Paul does this to describe that the entire universe will be worshiping Jesus, and at some point they will be submitting to his sovereignty. I know this is probably just a short podcast this week, but it's not about the length, I guess. I guess it's about the message himself. And so I just want to kind of conclude this podcast that the most unforgettable person ever is Jesus. The most unforgettable person in your life should be Christ. And since we know he is the most unforgettable person, it's too hard not to acknowledge who he is. And it's too hard not to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Just look at his life. And I challenge you not to look at his life through the lens of a Christian. If you're not Christian, go look at your life and what people say that were from that time and the first 100 years after his resurrection. Christians and non-Christian said the same thing. There are witness accounts of everything that happened. He is unforgettable to everyone in the world for a reason. So go do your work. Create that intimate relationship with Christ. You won't regret it, I promise. Again, this is Rick with the Nomad Pastor. I do appreciate you listening. Subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Share it with your friends. Let them know. If you like it, give me a little 5-star hookup, and that'll put it up to the top of the list for other people to be able to see it. I appreciate your time, and I want you to have a blessed week. Thanks.